first time I ever learned about the Green Lantern, I was at my friend's house when I was a little kid, and his sister was playing with an action figure. I could see, like, I was in the garage, but I could see through the door going into the house, and she was playing with an action figure, flying him around with her hand, and it was the Green Lantern. And I only caught, like, a fleeting glimpse of him, and then I had to go home for dinner or something, but I couldn't stay. But I
very specific first introduction.
I do remember, like, I don't remember my first time with Hawkman, but I remember my first time seeing the Green Lantern. I thought he was so cool looking, and I really wanted that figure, and I'm sure I eventually got it, but mm-hmm. I don't remember that part, but I do remember seeing it for the first time, and I thought he had a really cool look. But I never really learned much about him. I only probably bought a couple comics as a younger comic book buyer in the 90s. I bought Green Lantern, whatever it was, 86 or whatever that issue was, 92. I can't remember what the issue was that had the Mongol in it that led up to... I believe it led up to the return of Superman, or maybe it led up to the death of Superman. I think it was the return of Superman, but there was an issue of the return of Superman, I believe, that was like, do not read this without reading Green Lantern number, blah, blah, blah. I would know the cover to see it, Ian. And I remember reading that, but didn't have a lot of exposure to the character otherwise. Like, I didn't really know at the time the way that the ring worked, the way that the ring created constructs, they're called, right, Paul?
Yeah, that's right.
And it creates, like, whatever's in your imagination, it manifests itself through, like, Green Lantern energy.
Green goo.
And that was, like, the gimmick. I was, I guess, in my late teens, early 20s when Kyle Rayner showed up on the scene, and his shtick was he's a comic book artist.
It's like so super meta. Cool, man.
But Ian, that was the job you wanted when you were that age, just like me.